Welcome back to The Mountain Life, Healthy Living in the Wasatch. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, here with Tim Henney. Well, our next guest provides an interesting follow-up to our last conversation. Heather DeFord is a local physical therapist who specializes in the pelvic floor. It turns out, and not surprisingly, that a significant component of women's power lies in this physical region of the body. Heather will lead a workshop called Grounded Goddess on Saturday, May 11th, and provide guidance to heal and nurture the feminine essence through guided meditation, yoga breathwork, and pelvic floor awareness. She joins us now in the studio. Good morning to you, Heather.
Good morning.
Great to have you.
Thank you.
Maybe you could just tie in the conversation we just had with Laurie Hulse Anderson about the importance of women feeling healthy about their own sexuality.
Mm-hmm. So I've had the honor of being a pelvic floor physical therapist for 15 years, and you might imagine that I've had a lot of patients, a lot of clients who have suffered from things like rape. And at the end of the day, I think my main goal in providing a safe place for women to heal is so that they can be in touch with their sensuality and sexuality and pass that on to their children and sisters and cousins and aunts and grandparents and whoever they come across, so that we can stop the imbalance of power that women have felt for generations.
The tagline to this workshop, it's Grounded Goddess, Restore Your Root. Mm-hmm. So root chakra. Mm-hmm. What is the root chakra?
Physically, it's the pelvic floor. The pelvic floor muscles span between your sits bones, pubic bone, and tailbone, and it's a hammock of muscles. It's a shelf that holds up organs, and it controls pee, poo, and gas, and it is part of your core. It is the bottom part of your core. So the pelvic floor, and in yoga classes, I love yoga, and they talk about the Mula Bandha, and they talk about accessing it. And I think that there's some vagueness that people don't understand what that is. They might think of it as an energetic place, but it's quite literally a group of muscles that contract and relax.
Heather, I want to explore creating that safe space. That's one of my favorite topics, and I think it's always a little bit below the surface of the conversations that we generally have. And you've just mentioned it, our previous interview mentioned it, and the role that different people, components, family systems, people within the family systems play in creating that safe space. So for women to be empowered and feel good about their sexuality and about themselves, what does it take to create that safe space? And I would imagine it's different at different times of life and after or before different things have happened. And how does your workshop relate to that space?
So I've held workshops in a container for a group of women to gather before, and but most recently, I've been doing one-on-one in a clinical setting, and I have to create a safe place for that where there's no judgment and women can't, I meet them where they're at. Everyone is in a different place of their own awareness and personal healing and nurturing. So me as a practitioner, that's a dance, and it's something that I need to have a good command on to create a safe place, is meeting them where they're at. But then in a group dynamic, a lot of healing can take place because of women sharing their experiences with each other. And you get the sense that you're not alone. You get the sense that we're in this together. And so it is providing some grounded meditation in the beginning so people can drop in. It is not allowing for any judgment or any crosstalk. Hopefully that safe place continues from that, and the women who would experience this workshop can go on and they themselves can hold a safe place for their friends and sisters.
The workshop takes place on Saturday, May 11th. It's a few weeks out, so we're giving people time to think about it. And the information I have, are you able to find this anywhere if you want to find out more about it?
Sure. There is a Facebook page. And there is a website, it's holisticwomb.com, and you can find information about that.
Okay, great. Yeah. So the workshop's from 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., again, on Saturday, May 11th. And now, It's funny because I think some levity and some humor is often a great thing to have
in
these kinds of workshops.
It's required.
Because it's some heavy stuff.
Sure.
And it's a lot of sharing and opening up. I'm going to laugh a little bit here. I didn't know what a jade egg is. Mm-hmm. I still don't know,
right. Really.
You're going to explain, but I recently saw on a couple of shows mention of the jade mm-hmm. egg, and it was a very humorous sort
sure.
of thing. So
sure.
What's a jade egg?
What's a jade egg? Gwyneth Paltrow put it on the everyone's awareness in some level in her endeavors. In our Western world, there are things called vaginal weights that are used to give sensory feedback to the pelvic floor. It's inserted vaginally, and it provides a sensory feedback. And so, I mean, quite literally, if it falls out, then we know, okay, there's some work that needs to be done. And so there's a series of contract and relax and working on endurance, working on coordination. It is a group of muscles like everywhere else in the body that in order for optimal performance, you need it balanced, you need it strong and coordinated. A jade egg is, you know, a semi-precious stone, and the Chinese, it's been estimated that they've been using this for 5,000 years and to maintain their sexual health into their old age. And so it has become more increasingly popular in our Western culture to use them, and it's not only jade. There are rose quartz, obsidian, tiger eye, and depending on what type of properties you want to glean from those semi-precious stones, you may choose one or the other.
Okay, thank you.
Heather, are you you've referred to yourself as a clinician, a practitioner,
mm-hmm.
but I hear also possibly therapist, possibly, you know, how do you, there must be multiple expressions of yourself that you bring to this process, and could you describe the role of each of those expressions? Because I do hear therapist in there quite a bit.
I'm a physical therapist.
Yeah, but I hear therapist through helping people, you know, you're creating that safe space.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's
mm-hmm.
a therapeutic process,
sure.
is it not? I mean, maybe
sure.
I'm...
Sure. I am not a trained counselor or
right.
a psychologist by any means. I have taken a lot of coaching sessions and workshops myself so that I can be equipped to handle emotional releases and to help guide. There, I do have this guide inside that will tell me this person needs more specific psychological emotional counseling, that it's beyond my scope of practice. some people have gotten a little confused and said, oh, so you're a sex therapist, and I'm not. I very much work on the physical plane. And then creating a workshop like this, I've had so many women, patients of mine who have said, why didn't I hear about this sooner? Why did it take having symptoms that I'm peeing myself or my insides are falling out until I learned what a correct Kegel is? And I honestly think that healthcare practitioners, yoga instructors, fitness instructors don't talk about the bottom part of the core because it also has to do with sex and pee and poo. But it is the bottom part of our core that needs to be talked about. So I love creating a space where women get to learn about it, not because they're symptomatic, just because they want to know more about their personal feminine power.
And to connect with that root chakra.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in the last interview, we talked about shame.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you see that? Is that prevalent?
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it comes in different shades and different intensities. It's just a little thing about women not feeling comfortable to have a bowel movement in a public place because they were shamed when they were little of, you know, having a stinky bowel movement. And ever since then, it's been so etched into their system that they have constipation as an adult.
And is that more prevalent with women than men? I mean, I'm assuming it is.
No,
because
constipation, no.
Okay.
I don't think so.
So you think kids in general get shamed?
Well, they get shamed for, you know, little things like, you know, it's dirty down there, don't touch.
Right.
Or shaming for a woman who is comfortable with their sensuality. I've seen it in so many different ways.
And you know, the interesting thing that you say, and we're just out of time, but I just wanted to make the comment that I know you also see men.
Sure.
And so there is a whole male component of mm-hmm. this as well. Mm-hmm. Not included in this workshop.
Nope.
Is that right?
Correct.
But it is an interesting conversation for men to be able to talk about this as
they,
well.
They need to coordinate and strengthen their pelvic floor and as well. That's
yes.
very important.
Heather DeFord, physical therapist, and as Tim would describe, therapist in general. Except, yes, you don't have those particular
credentials
sure. after your name. But it's a Grounded Goddess Workshop taking place in Silver Creek on Saturday, May 11th, 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Space is limited, registration required. You can contact Heather at heatherjeandeford@gmail.com. So that's Heather and then Jean J. E-A-N, DeFord, D-E-F-O-R-D. And we'll also post this on our archive at kpcw.org if you'd like to
Thank
have more
you.
Information. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Heather DeFord.